This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
Earth Day is here again as a reminder to celebrate this beautiful planet we live on. And for real estate investors, it's also a reminder to check on our own properties and do what we can to make them more resilient to natural disaster. Climate resiliency is what CoreLogic says is the key to future real estate stability. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. Environmental risk is becoming more important for anyone buying property, whether it's due to potential flooding, wildfires, hurricanes, or even sea level changes. Although climate-related natural disasters pose a financial threat to every industry, they pose a huge threat to the real estate industry, which also accounts for a substantial portion of our U.S. economy. As CoreLogic points out, extreme weather has been causing an increasing amount of damage in the U.S. It reports that in 1980, there was an average of 8.5 extreme weather or natural disaster incidents with about $1 billion in property damage. Last year, the financial impact added up to $92 billion in property damage. In a recently released report, CoreLogic reviewed what it calls the convective storm risk landscape. Convective refers to atmospheric activity that leads to hail and thunderstorms. And last year, supersized hailstones fell on more than 10 million single-family homes. These hailstones are at least 2 inches in size, or even as large as 4 inches. Texas was hit the hardest, with hail pelting almost 3 million homes. Colorado, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Missouri were also hit hard. But supersized hailstones also hit more than 4 million homes in other states. Many of us have ignored the warning from scientists, but with natural disasters growing more common, more damaging, and more costly, it's difficult to deny there's a huge financial risk, however you want to explain it. And now Earth Day is here once again to raise a red flag about the need to do something that will protect the Earth and our properties. Fortunately, many people are paying attention to climate risks when it comes to buying a home. Zillow did a study last year on whether homebuyers consider climate risk during their search and found that 80% of them do pay attention. Flood risk is a top concern and has been for several years. In 2020, Realtor.com became the first to add a home's flood risk to a for sale listing. Since then, it has added wildfire risk in 2022, and just this year, it added information for heat, wind, and air quality. Redfin also shows climate risks on listing pages, and there are also other sites with that information, such as riskfactor.com and climatecheck.com. Hot weather is also becoming a concern in many places. As CoreLogic reports, the warmest years in history have all occurred in the last 24 years, and that's increasing the number of homes that are vulnerable to severe climate risk. In fact, the CoreLogic data shows that zip codes that had at least one super hot day of at least 114 degrees Fahrenheit also experienced more severe storms and tornadoes. The flood risk also rises for areas with hot weather. CoreLogic projections show that some 250,000 homes in the Sun Belt area will be at risk of inland flooding over the next 6 years. Estimated reconstruction costs for those homes could be around $70 billion. CoreLogic's chief innovation officer, John Rogers, says it's important to know what kind of financial risk we're dealing with. He says, when you can financially measure the scale of risk, you can do something about it. His calculations show that every dollar invested in housing resiliency equates to about $6 in recovery costs if a weather event were to occur. So if you haven't done it already, let Earth Day be an inspiration to do the research you need to make your properties more resilient to climate-related events. It may also help guide you as to where you want to invest and how to fortify your portfolio against the risks, not just for you, but future generations. You'll find links to the CoreLogic articles in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. You can also find out more about smart real estate investing as a Real Wealth member and come attend our live event in San Francisco on May 4th. We'll have 5 property teams giving presentations about their markets and their available rental properties with property management in place. We're also hosting a cocktail party in the evening so you can have more discussions with those teams. And you can get details on that live event at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fetke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.